AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we got a special one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bootleg Cab Podcast. Special guest on today's show is Boosie Badass. Boosie, the legend, the enigma, the personality, the artist. Listen, we went in on this one. Shout out to Boosie. I can't wait for y'all to hear this one. Before we get into it, shout out to Odd Socks. Go to oddsocksofficial.com, keyword Bootleg Kev, and you will save 20% off at checkout. All right, let me tell you something. They got the flyest socks in the game. All right, look, if you're into anime, they got the Naruto socks. If you're into wrestling, they got the WWE socks. They got the Nickelodeon socks, SpongeBob, Hey Arnold, whatever you need. They got the Rocco's Modern Life socks I was just rocking. Plus, they got the masks. They got the draws, the new Odd Socks underwear. So comfy. They're so fire. Go to oddsocksofficial.com. Get you some Cheech and Chong underwear. They're fly, all right? Tell them I sent you. Use the keyword Bootleg Kev. Save 20% off. Let's talk to Boosie Badass. Yo, Bootleg Kev Podcast, Bootleg Kev Show. Got my guy in here, man. Boosie, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Welcome, welcome. So you in LA, you just told me you just got done wrapping up a movie and you're getting business together for a second movie.
Right. I'm in talks right now to do business with my first film I directed, My Struggle, and I'm almost finished shooting my comedy. Me, Desert Banks, Grove, Hero, Flavor Flav.
Listen, you and a comedy is overdue, bro. It's overdue.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, like, I want to see you do, like, a sitcom, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, Boozy's House, like, with your, like, not the reality show, because I know you did that. I mean, like, a sitcom, like a sitcom. Yeah, like, on some, like.
Because on this film, I'm, like, 4 different characters. I went Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you Eddie Murphy. You fucking Nutty Professor.
Yeah, I went 4 different characters, so I'm trying it out, you know.
Did you have to wear a fat suit or any like?
Nah, I ain't put on a fat suit. I was a junkie. I was a Muslim, a nerd. So.
Was it hard for you to be a junkie?
Nah.
He's like, I've known so many so my life.
I know how they talk. Yep. I know how they look. I know they walk. So that's probably my best
That's your best acting job was the junkie?
Yeah. Crackhead Rusty. I think Crackhead Rusty was one of my favorites.
Yeah, crackheads have a certain level of endurance and persistence in life that you have to admire. Like, imagine if most people in this world were dedicated to whatever they wanted to do in life as much as crackheads are dedicated to getting more crack.
Right.
Everybody would be paid. Everybody would be happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine, like, you know, the way you're getting after it, getting your bags, getting your music popping. Imagine if everyone had that same drive. People who smoke crack are the most dedicated human beings alive. I respect the fuck out of it, man.
Yeah. I got a lot of crackhead friends, you know, like who I came up with, older people. You know, I tend to fall for them, man.
Do you have a? Do you know anyone who is a functional crackheads? Like they smoke
functional crackheads.
Like they smoke crack, but they still got their 9 to 5, yeah, and they still, you know.
Yeah, yeah, not really a 9 to 5, but they still sane.
Like they got a house.
Yeah.
They got their family. Yeah, they just happen really to smoke crack. Family, oh, they don't have their family.
They don't really have their family. But they pretty stable. Like you wouldn't like they smoke it and they don't act like they smoke.
Yeah, because you know they're control. Okay. Yeah, because I mean I've been watching that Snowfall. You watch Snowfall?
Yeah. And when Snowfall is a bad motherfucker.
Hey, when Franklin Saint's girlfriend, the pretty girl with the cop father,
yeah,
when she hit the crack pipe.
Yeah.
And she just automatically was turned the fuck out.
Yeah, it, like if you came up in a crack era, like when I came up, either your mother or father was on crack. It's no way your mother right. or your father was. One was on crack. You know, it's just how it was, you know, like young people were smoking it.
What's the craziest drug you've ever tried, Boozy?
I was addicted to PCP.
Wow.
When I was 15, 16, I was addicted to PCP, I was going off that whip, man.
So would you just dip the cigarettes in, or would it be?
Yeah, I dip the cigarettes in. Sometimes I get a fall that's already dipped too. But my first time smoking was with Bushwick Bill.
Doing PCP? Yeah. The first time you ever did PCP was with Bushwick Bill.
But like it was like the second time.
Yeah, and you were a teenager?
Yeah, I did. I was like
doing
16.
PCP with Bushwick Bill.
Yeah,
give me the story behind this.
We had a group out our hood that was making moves, Four Down Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody come fuck with them. They big dogs. Everybody come mm-hmm. to the city and fuck with them. And they like, Bushwick Bill in the hood.
Right.
So we went over there on Arizona Street, and they, you know, they smoking wet. So, you know, I got in a circle, you know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. But that was the most drug, because I used to hallucinate so much.
Well, no, it's crazy because, like, I've done shrooms and shit, and that shit'll have you tripping a little bit, but I heard PCP is, like, a whole nother level of, like, that's pretty wild shit. Like,
yeah, especially when you're toting guns.
Give me, like, a describe. What is that like, hitting, like, for people? Because PCP, I feel like, is something that is not kind of widely used nowadays. Like, we don't hear about it. Like, back in the 90s, you know, we would hear Method Man. We would hear Method Man and Wu-Tang talking about smoking on Sherm and shit, but, like, nowadays it's not a thing. What is that like? It's like, what's that high like, man?
It's a paranoid high, but a strong high. You feel dominant. You know what I'm saying? You feel paranoid too. So one time, like I got off it because my mom was gonna put me in the crazy house. Then she was acting, she was tripping, talking about going to the PCP man, talking about she gonna play the police on him if he sell me shit. So. That's how I got off the shit. My mama was tripping and saying she gonna put me in a crazy house.
Well, you had like a bad episode?
Yeah, I came home. My feet was bleeding. I was crying. I said horses and demons was behind me. It's a real story. Like I had caught a flat on the river road, and I had to walk like 4 miles home in the dark. And
while you were high,
yeah,
it had to be a crazy walk.
Yeah, horses and demons got behind me on my walk, and I ran home. I was bleeding. My mama was crying.
That's crazy. So was that your worst experience on that shit?
Yeah.
I think about like the first Friday when Smokey hits the PCP and he ends up in the chicken coop. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what obviously, you know, you've had I feel like you've always been one of the most entertaining people, period. But I feel like the pandemic really kind of showed the world how amazing and funny you've been this whole time, right? Like, you know, like your IG lives were just fucking
right. Just, but I've been on live. Like,
no, I know, but now people are on their phone at home.
Yeah, and had to sit down and really get on it. You know,
What I'm saying? Like, put your pussy on live. I'll give you $100. Whatever. That shit is like culture at this point.
Yeah, that shit get on my nerves. You know, I was just going off telling the motherfuckers, because motherfuckers asking me for money on live, so I just said that shit went crazy. But I ain't getting a bitch nothing. I ain't getting a bitch no $1,000 for no pussy.
That's fair.
I was just, you know, I was just going off at the time. And
I mean, we was all at home going crazy.
Yeah, and now it's out of control, you know. Niggas be all in the airport, all in the mall. Man, my sister will put up pussy lips right now live for $1,000. I'll be like, nah, bro, like that shit. I was just going off at the minute.
Well, you have a guy offer up their sister?
All the time. Every other day. Man, my sister won't put up pussy lips on live right now, bro. You can cash out. You can cash out me right now.
You cash out me. You can see my sister's pussy right now. Yeah. What about anybody ever like come at you like, yo, my wife, my girl, she down?
Nah, I ain't never fuck with them. There ain't nobody come with their wife, but you know, like.
That's surprising. Yeah, some weird dudes out here, bro.
Yeah, they trying to get that $1,000.
But you've been having like this. I feel like your Instagram page keeps getting banned, bro.
Yeah.
Which is terrible because I know how big a big part of your business that is. You know what I mean? Whether it's promoting other people's businesses, you know, all that. Like, where's your IG stand? And like, has there been any sort of communication about getting the OG one back with Facebook with the Zuck?
Hey, bro, I don't know what Zuck mad, man. Zuck mad at me. I done tried everybody in the world to get my Instagram back. But you can't stop me. You will stop that bitch today. I'm going to make one tomorrow under another name. You're going to have to shut the site down.
That's fair.
You're going to have to shut this. I'm going to get money on that motherfucker regardless. I don't give up through a third party. I have somebody else post me, but you can't stop me, man. I'm a ride that motherfucker. And I'm trying to work on my own shit, too. I got geniuses working on apps and things like that because I need to be uncensored, man.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter's the most uncensored place.
I love Twitter now. I've been on Twitter the last 2 weeks. I just posted girls eating pussy at my after party.
For
on
sure.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, and nothing happened.
Nothing.
You know?
You could get retweets. If you were to log into my Twitter, you would judge me because it's all just smut, bro. I'm just following just nothing but porn bitches and OnlyFans.
I tweeted that dude. I say, man, they sucking dick on Twitter.
They are sucking dick on Twitter.
Like, for real, bro. Like,
there's hoes eating ass on Twitter. Shout out to Tiana Trump. You know what I'm saying? I think Twitter's your platform. And then are you still doing the OnlyFans thing?
Yeah, I'm doing the OnlyFans thing.
How does that work? Because you're not like actually on the.
I'm like the Hugh Hefner.
So you're like hosting the bitches.
Yeah, I'm the Hugh Hefner.
So it's like kind of like what was going on your IG live, but right. Much better.
Right, but much better. You know, you seeing, you know, everything. You know, my boosted baddies, they off the chain.
What is the wildest shit? Because, you know, I remember when you had the party with Trouble in Atlanta, and there was the infamous cucumber party, which seemed to have kicked off a trend of a lot of women sucking and fucking cucumbers across this entire country. Like that was the first time I had saw it. But what is the craziest shit, Boozy, you have ever seen a female do with your own eyes when it comes to just the nasty shit? Because I feel like you've probably seen it all.
I don't really know. It's turned normal.
It's just normalized now.
If a bitch go down and suck a dick while we right there in VIP, it's just how it go down. You know, we're going to cover him up. We're going to get him, block him and shield. They know like we with that shit. Like we were having a good time.
So just a girl sucking dick in VIP in the middle of the club, that's kind of that's pretty normal.
Dick jacked off a lot too.
So you get a hand job?
Yeah, we get hand jobs all in the club. I might lay behind my nigga and beat this bitch right quick. I got a nigga, I'm gonna lay behind big fitty, go put that big wall up.
He go cover it. Hey, so let me ask you something, man. Is it hard for you to like finish in a club?
Nah, you just gotta really.
You gotta focus, bro. You gotta like, cause I feel like if I'm in the club and there's all these the homies around.
If I'm finna get hit in the club, that bitch gonna be already damn near there.
Okay. Cause I feel like it would be hard for me to get all the way to that point if I got all like, you know, I don't know.
You a rookie with doing it in the club.
Fair enough.
That's why you gonna be.
He said I've been getting it in the club for a minute.
Not really, just, you know, just a little head sometimes. You're going to get you know, celebrities get offered head. Like, you know, you get offered head a lot.
What is the quote, like what is, like, the, for you, you know, if you get offered head a lot, that means you turn down a lot of head, right?
Yeah.
So what would make you want to turn down the head? If it's is the girl not pretty? Is she
her teeth.
Her teeth.
Her shoes. I look at their shoes, you know, their feet. Things like that. I look at their mouth, their feet.
Just make sure they look like they're taken care of.
It depends on what mood I'm in also.
So what shoes are a no-go? Like if a bitch has these shoes on. Like what if a bitch got Timberlands on?
Timberlands not that bad.
Not that bad, all right? Especially if you're in New York.
Yeah, especially if you're in New York. You might be sexy with them Timbs on.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't have no dirty ass forces on.
Some dirty forces.
Yeah.
What about some black forces?
You can't have no motherfucking the wrong Jordans on. You can't have the Mexican Jordans on.
The team Jordans?
You got them team bitches on. You ain't hitting this bitch.
Yo, that's so funny because me and my homies are always, we got a friend.
Can't have them team Jordans. You bitches can't flop around.
You got to have the retros, man. The team Jordan. Hey, you know, me and Freddie Gibbs were in Texas and we have a homie named Brian Moses who's a real, real big comedian. And he had the most busted down Team Jordans on the entire trip. And he swear he was rocking them motherfuckers, yeah. Though. You know what I'm saying? They're like, bro, those are the Mexican J's for sure. Them Team Jordans ain't it. So if a bitch pulls up with some Team J's, some Dirty Forces. Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't want you to suck. I don't want my dick smelling like me.
That's fair, man. That's fair. What is, we just had Young Blue up here, and he, you know, obviously, I've spoke to him a few times, and he's always speaking very highly of you, and obviously, you know, you're the guy who found him. I feel like you don't get enough kind of accolades or respect in the game when it comes to just being a CEO, man. Like, what's going on with the label and some of the other artists that you're working with, man?
We just working. We just trying to build everybody up, you know. The two that up next, you know. My son, he up next. We got a lot of artists. We got SB, we got D. Rogers. You know, D. Rogers look like he finna get a deal. You know, Blue already done took off, so.
Yeah, Blue's going crazy. He's like such a nice dude, man. Like, smart as hell. Ain't with no bullshit. Like, seems like he's just, you know, destined for
right.
Superstardom.
My artists ain't got to be with the bullshit.
Right.
I'm with the bullshit. So I'm going to go out there for my artists. That's what you build a team around. Artists shouldn't have to be gangster.
I love the way you posted on your social media. You had your kids walking your property line,
yeah,
as a punishment.
Gun line.
Okay. So, because I guess your mom was coming over and was complaining about how bad the kids were.
I'm sick of them. They don't know how to. They just get out of hand. You know, they just get out of hand. And it got to a point where you had 3-4 people coming in my house, like. My engineer, my security, like, man, we can't sleep every night, bro. They throwing water on us, bro. I can't sleep, bro. You know, like, I'm gone, bro. Like, you know.
So your kids is just wilding, just turning up.
Yeah, just out of control, bro. And I just get tired of it sometimes.
How many kids you got?
8.
I mean, shit, man, that's a team, bro. Yeah. That's a starting 5, and that's a whole rotation in the finals.
Yeah, and only 2 of them live with me, so when all of them come, like, you know, it get rowdy, bro. It get rowdy, and I be having to put my foot down, and that's one way I put my foot down. I don't get tired of whooping, bro. I don't be wanting to whoop them all the time, you know, so. I make them walk that fence for 4 or 5 hours and take their phone.
So, like, you know, yo, y'all go out there by yourself.
When they come in, sweat going down both sides of their eyes. Yeah.
Did you get any flack for, like, for posting that?
My mama.
Your mom was not.
Yeah. That's why I had him pull him back in. She called once and he, you know, get my fucking grandchildren from off that gate. Woo-doo. These my children. You should have put me on the gate, man.
Let me tell you something. That's the most annoying shit because I got 2 kids and whenever their grandparents,
like, bro, you trying to stop? Let me parent my kids.
Nah, they, like, won't spoil them. They, like, it's like, bro, you do all this work with your kids and then the grandparents will come over for the weekend and fuck it all up and let them do whatever they want. Let them eat whatever they want. Give them what they want. That's how it goes down, bro. I mean, that's really why they're grandparents, I guess. It's crazy because your children have had viral moments of their own, like right before you got out of jail when your daughter had that famous.
Yeah. I told y'all niggas.
Oh, my God. I was living in Tampa at the time.
I told y'all niggas.
And I just remember, like, that video coming out. I think was the first show you did out of jail, was it in Orlando? Nah. Or was that like the second show?
Orlando was like the second, third show.
I just remember, man, Florida was on fire for you, Boozy. When you first got out, bro, I never seen no energy like that at any time, bro. Living in the South when you were fresh out, bro, it was crazy. But yeah, but like, how's your daughter doing? The daughter that was in that video, did she realize how, like, famous she was for that point in time? Because that video was fucking everywhere.
I'm kind of having trouble with her right now, so.
Because she's older now, right? How old is she?
She like 14, not 13, 14. So. She's been fighting and shit all on Instagram. I miss my baby. I ain't seeing eye to eye with mama right now, but I miss my baby.
Is it hard to deal with, because I'm, how many baby mamas you have?
Hold on. Five or six.
You're not sure.
I'm not sure.
That's great.
I got three for one girl, and the rest I got one for.
That sounds like five then.
Three for one
girl. Or maybe six. I don't know. Chris, my math is not good.
Three for one girl.
So it's three. So you might have
six.
Is it hard to deal with like all of the baby mamas?
It used to be like, you know, it used to be, but I'm only having trouble with one baby mama right now. Like I've been having this sweet, boy. I ain't gonna lie, I've been having this sweet because I ain't fucking none of them. You know?
Right.
When you fuck your baby mamas, that's when you have all the fucking problems and shit.
Yeah, because then they get emotional. Yeah, then they
say,
well,
can say shit when they shouldn't have to say shit. So I just keep it cultural. I'm in a good position with my baby mamas. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm kind of want another baby right now. You know what I'm saying?
Go for number nine.
Yeah, my little girl, five, my baby girl, so.
Is there anything in particular you're looking for in a baby mama, or is it?
I think I'm going to China and get a Chinese egg. She going to sign it over to me. I'm going to be the mother and the father.
So you're going to go to China?
Yeah, I want a Chinese little boy. His name going to be Miyagi Hatch. Sick ass Boosie Fade.
That's great.
Comb goes straight through that motherfucker.
Wait, hold on.
Miyagi Hatch.
What, give me, you've been thinking about this.
Yeah. Me and my lawyer going over there and get the egg.
Miyagi Hatch.
Yeah.
So you're going to go over there and you're going to.
I'm going to pay for the egg. She's going to sign it over to me.
So you're going to artificially inseminate a woman? Or are you going to, I'm trying to figure out how this works, man.
I'm going to put my sperm in the cup also.
Okay, so you're not even going to fuck this girl. You're just going to like, yo, give it to the scientists, let them handle what they got to handle.
Yeah, they're going to put our stuff together.
And then you got Miyagi Hatch.
Miyagi Hatch.
What's that name, bro? What is that?
It come from Mr. Miyagi, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
I was a Karate Kid fan.
You fuck with Cobra Kai?
Who that is?
The new Karate Kid show on Netflix.
Oh, nah, I ain't on that shit.
Oh, you got to get on that.
I ain't on that.
It's like, it's the original characters, but like 30 years later. So the one dude who the Karate Kid beats reopens Cobra Kai, the dojo, and then they have a rivalry with their kids. It's wild, bro.
I gotta check it out.
If you're a Karate Kid fan, you gotta watch Cobra Kai, bro.
I gotta check it out.
So Miyagi Hatch will be child number nine. You're just gonna cash out the egg and have a lovely Blasian baby.
Right.
With the boozy fade.
Right.
You've put a lot of thought into this, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be the first one not to have a baby mother.
Are you just a life hack?
Yeah, I'm not gonna have a baby mother. You celebrate me on Mother's and Father's Day.
Here's the contract. I need your egg.
I need your egg. You sign everything over to me. Here's the funds. You're out this life. You're out the life forever.
You'll never meet this kid.
You'll never see this kid in your life.
You're gonna be in China. I'm gonna be over here.
I'm gonna be in the USA.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn. You might have for anybody who's, you know, cause baby mama drama serious.
Yeah, man. I could do this by myself.
And then obviously,
hey, a couple of nannies.
Child support's a motherfucker too. Like how much a month do you have to like pay out in child support?
I'm at a good spot. You know, I'm paying all my baby moms like a couple grand.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. You know,
there's a lot of people. I mean, there's
but
that
I'm
many
doing
kids.
Way more than that for your kids.
It's like it's not like kids. They're not at your crib and you're not taking care
of
them.
Right. But even when they not with me, they get that. Like they can be with me for 8-7 months. They mama still gonna get they money regardless.
Man, I hope that you pull off this China play because this will be amazing.
This is gonna be legendary.
Legendary.
This going down is my legend. One of my most legendary moments.
Have you already had like any discussions with anybody?
Yeah, I've been in talks with my attorney and everything. Damn. Been talks with the people over there and everything. It's just a process. We're getting it together.
Hey man, it's lit. I saw you and Webby were back together recently.
Yeah.
Which obviously all your day one fans have been waiting for that moment. you know, he's an interesting guy. You're an interesting guy. Yeah. You guys, is there going to be any more music being made between y'all? Or is it just a moment?
I think so. The moment too sweet.
And the bags would be too big if y'all do that tour.
Yeah, man, we getting.
You guys haven't gotten
70,000, 80,000 right now.
You know, that's crazy. You just you, right?
Yeah, no, me and we got an 85,000 lick the other day. So,
you guys
I'm
are
getting 60 by myself.
But you guys are actively doing stuff together right now, as far as like bookings.
Right, right. We did 3 shows together, but we gotta get in the studio and come up with a project and that'll solidify the tour.
You know? Yo, it's crazy to think like so much of what's going on in hip hop right now can really be traced back to you, influence wise.
Right, people don't give me my.
Listen, let me tell you something. When I hear what's going on in Jacksonville, when I hear what's going on in your hometown, Alabama, I hear so much of like, this all is from Boosie. Sonically, a lot of this shit is, you started this shit. You know what I'm saying? As far, I mean, like Wayne gets a lot of credit and Chief Keef gets a lot of credit, but I'm like, bro, like this
Boosie
shit.
Boosie made this gangster rap shit believable.
The pain,
like,
and
niggas talked about it and all that shit, but I made this shit believable.
You know what I think you did too was,
you know, like, niggas don't give me that credit, but I made gangster rap this shit believable. Like nigga, my shit went with every story. Like, nigga, I made these niggas want rap about, you know, like, but
I think you did a great job of like actually introducing real pain into your music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you would hear certain, like, album cuts from you, you'd be like, oh, this shit, you feel that. That shit hits different. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and it's the same pain in the music you hear now. It's just people inflicted a little bit. But I was really the first one talking about, I wouldn't say the first one, but I was one of the ones who made you feel like I grew up with you.
Mm.
Like, I was in the house with you. Like, you know, I put niggas in tears. I raised Florida. I raised all these states, you know. On gangster music, I raised a lot of states, bro. And
you feel like you get the credit you deserve, though.
I feel like I get the realness I deserve.
Mm.
I don't get the credit I deserve. I get the realness, and I'm happy with that. You know, most people come up to me and say, "You a real nigga." You know, instead of, nigga, you a fool with this rap shit. You a fool with this. You know, most people give me strikes on being a real nigga.
Have you, obviously, you know, you got shot last year.
Yeah.
Good to see you walking around all right.
Yeah.
And then there was like another incident too, right? Where there were some shots that were close by, right?
Oh, yeah, that was at a video shoot.
At the video shoot.
Yeah, that wasn't my smoke, though. That wasn't my smoke.
But I'm saying, like, obviously, you know,
I'm tired.
Bullets ain't got no names, like Nipsey said.
Bullets ain't got no name. I'm tired in it for life, man.
So my question is like, does that like make you kind of reconsider kind of how you move around, or?
Yeah, you know, like I move around how I move around. You know what I'm saying? Like every time they tried to get me, I ain't get got. But you know, I be ready, bro. Like, you know, life I chose put me in these situations. You know, I chose this life, so this put me in these situations. So every day I gotta be watching out my rear view, and that's a part of my life.
Were you worried, like that you might not walk the same again? Because I know that I saw like you had the cane and shit, and
I kind of knew I was gonna shake back. I wouldn't, you know, I don't really listen to doctors,
and you really can't be.
That's why my leg ain't all the way healed now, because I ain't listen to
listen.
The fucking doctors.
Right? Was you still fucking with the bum leg?
Yeah, I just ain't let them ride me. But I was fucking from the back. I ain't let them get on me and ride my leg down to the fucking bed. But I was, I put my leg, my other leg on the bed.
I can see you with your leg all casted up.
My leg on the bed and bent over. But I couldn't let them get on top of me and ride me.
Oh, that's great, man. Oh, man. What is, you know, outside of doing the movie thing, first of all, what's the name of your first, this movie?
My Struggle.
That's not the comedy.
That's my life story.
So your life story, and you're playing yourself.
I got 3 people. I got my son playing me at first. Then I got Junkie Jit playing me. Then I play me when I get grown.
That's fire. So you got your son in the movie.
Yeah, one of the best movies in America, bro.
How are you going to put it out? Are we going to get it on Netflix?
That's what I'm doing right now. I got a meeting with Netflix tomorrow. I got a couple more meetings, so I don't know how I'm gonna put it out yet. I'm shopping it now. It's done.
What are your top five favorite movies of all time? I'm curious because we're around the same age, so.
Coming to America.
Okay.
Blank Check.
Okay. Blank Check was fire.
Hold on.
Wasn't Tone Loken Blank Check?
What's the movie with Matthew Cunningham?
Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey when he played the lawyer.
Oh,
with Samuel Jackson.
Oh, the about the KKK?
Yeah, it's...
Fuck. I saw it when I was a kid. That was the first time I ever saw the KKK on TV. I was like, these motherfuckers is evil.
Man, no, bro. I forgot it.
He plays the lawyer.
He plays the lawyer.
Samuel Jackson goes to the court and smokes the guy.
Smokes the guy who rapes and pisses on his daughter.
Yes. Time to kill. Chris.
Time to kill.
That's a hell of a movie.
That's three of them.
Two more.
I have to go back. Goonies.
Goonies is fire.
Goonies. I watch Goonies over and over. The last one, shit. Ghost.
Shout out to Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore.
I'm not gonna lie, your five are very. They're all. I mean,
I'm a movie head.
They're a movie head. These are all great movies.
I got 1,000 movies in my room. That's how. That's what helps me direct. Anybody who watches movies like that, you can direct.
I remember watching Blank Check as a kid, and I thought like Tone Loc was like actually like a really great rapper because he had Wild Thing and shit, and he was in the movie, and then. Once I really started to get into hip hop, I was like, "Oh nah, that wasn't it."
Yeah.
Blank Check. What outside of the movie shit, and obviously, you know, we're always looking for new music from Boosie. So, what is going on with your shit, your catalog?
My catalog. I'm dropping a Go Talk 3 Friday. I'm dropping a Back to BR CD August 28th, the day Boosie Badge. I'm dropping that. All BR producers, all BR artists. I'm dropping another one a month after that called Mississippi. Album dedicated to Mississippi. And I'm dropping another album. I don't know when I'm going to drop this, but it's called July 6th because July 6th I did like 14 songs in one session.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to just drop that July 6th.
14 songs in one session?
Yeah, and I woke up at 2 o'clock.
How long was the session? Like 24 hours?
I woke up at 2 o'clock and I went in at 3 o'clock. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the day and I went in at 3 o'clock just in the morning.
Stayed all night.
And I took a bath in between that time.
I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
You got to, right? I know we talked about, you know, obviously you and Fredo are related. And he said he ran into you, I think, in the airport or something.
Yeah.
You guys ever link up and maybe do a record? I know that there might be some politics behind that. There might.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit that, you know, like people can't, that we can't talk about over
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
You know, that I stand on, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing he done did. It's just, you know, some people affiliated with him. So it ain't nothing. It's just, you know, I just stay away from a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of artists who
especially Baton Rouge shit.
Yeah, no. The Baton Rouge shit is crazy.
I stay away.
Baton Rouge and Jacksonville got the wildest politics right now. It's fucking crazy, bro. But now, speaking of like Baton Rouge in general, like I feel like you've always kind of, since you've been out, like, I feel like you've been a big homie to a lot of people as far as just like collaborating with them, sharing your fan base with them. And it seems like a lot of these artists who you've been cool with, they don't learn from your mistakes. Cause you've made a lot of mistakes that I think I feel like you've made a lot of mistakes for a whole generation of rappers to see like, hey, look, this is what happens when this.
You know? I just give them game, bro. That's all you could do. You know, I just give them game, bro. That's what I give them game. You know, you got to learn from yourself, bro. That's with anybody. You got to learn from your own mistakes. I was gave game. You know, people gave me game, but I was still ignorant towards how I wanted to feel and how I wanted to live. So I just give them game. I give all the youngsters game, you know, especially if I see a little bit of them in me, I give them game because I don't want them to go through what I went through, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the biggest artist out of your city since you is obviously Youngboy. You know what I'm saying?
In the world.
Yeah, he's that. I mean, on YouTube. I mean, with the kids.
Not, don't say my city.
No, I'm saying, but out of the biggest dude to come out is, I mean, no, in the world for sure. This dude's been running YouTube for like 5 straight years. But right. Like, what's your relationship like with Youngboy at this point in time?
You know, that's my people. You know what I'm saying? That's my people. You know, he going through a little situation now, but he gonna be back. He gonna be back stronger than ever. He gonna be back stronger than ever. He just, you know, everybody, you gotta sit down sometime.
Very similar, like in far as just like come ups with you. Like obviously he's
right, right. I see a lot of him and me. You know, I see a lot of him and me. You know, going through all the stuff he went through in the city. You know, all the baby mamas and.
You guys have a lot of similarities. Now, obviously, he's locked up. When he gets out, he's that comeback is going to be crazy.
Yeah. I wrote him the other day.
I'm saying, have you talked to him since he's been locked up?
Yeah, I wrote him. I talked to him for a couple minutes, but I wrote him and gave him some positive words, you know what I'm saying? And just told him, you know what I'm saying? Now he's going to get greater later, man.
How important is that, like being in jail, like knowing, like having people check in? Because I don't think a lot of people realize, like, how lonely
man, a letter make your whole month, bro, you know, from somebody, or just a talk on the phone.
Because I remember, I think you and I talked, and you had said that, like, Jeezy had constantly checked in with you when you were when you were incarcerated.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me. Anybody who reached out to me, that meant a lot to me, because, you know, you be feeling like you lost in there sometime when. You don't hear from somebody who contacted you every day for a year. Mm. You be feeling like, you know, nigga, you could have found a way to contact me or contact my people.
Right.
So that's what I do. Even if I don't hear from nobody, I'm gonna reach out my hand.
It's crazy because, you know.
And that's the same thing with anybody. If I rock with you and you go to jail, that's how I feel. I'm obligated. You know what I'm saying?
Because you've been on the other side of that.
I've been on the other side. Yeah. You know, niggas with money who. I fuck with. I used to be like, damn, nigga, you ain't gave my mama, you ain't getting nobody nothing.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know how I felt sometimes. Like, damn.
It's almost like you go.
Nigga,
in.
You just posted $250, nigga. You can't give me put $1,500 on my books.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know that till you on the outside looking in. That's why, motherfucker, you ain't nobody. Ain't gotta contact me. I'm gonna show up.
That's a beautiful thing. How you know, obviously you and Mo3 had a great relationship. Dropped a joint album. He passed away in a you know, tragic incident. How you know, I felt like he was on his way to being massive.
He was one of the most talented in the industry.
Nah, he's a beast. How much did that hurt, man? You know what I'm saying? Not to say that you don't lose people a lot or that you haven't lost a lot of people, but you know, obviously you guys had an album together and I felt like he was kind of on the brink of becoming something special in the industry.
That broke my back though, you know. Mo was my boy, you know, like, we laugh together, you know. You don't really laugh with too many rappers or spend time with too many rappers. Y'all just see each other. But we got money together, me and Mo, you know. Mo was my boy, bro, you know. Mo was my boy. And he missed out here, bro. He missed. Now people seeing how great he is.
100%, man.
You don't die. You don't get your flowers till you die.
That's especially somebody who's like, I feel like he's been underrated, you know what I mean? When someone... Yeah. Like that passes, it's like finally people kind of pay attention because they see his name in the headlines.
He wasn't underrated in Dallas.
No, I just mean like nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide.
No, in Dallas, he was that dude.
Underrated. Like you go to a show and they know every song. Word for word.
Shout out to him, man. Rest in peace. What else was I about to ask you about, Boozy? What about the weed game, man? Are we gonna get some Boozy OG?
I got somebody out here trying. I don't fuck with OG no more. That shit played out.
What are you smoking right now?
I'm smoking exotic. I'm smoking shit made for animals. This shit I'm smoking. You know, like Scarface was snorting cocaine?
Yes.
On the movie?
Yes.
That's how I'm smoking weed.
You're not snorting the weed, right?
No, I'm not snorting the weed.
Like, I was about to say, you'd be the first rapper to ever do that.
No, what you calling that nigga? That nigga hitting the weed right now. I'm finna post him now. Bishop Don Juan, you saw him?
No.
I'm finna post him on my Instagram when we leave.
What was he doing?
See him. I'm gonna be the first one. He smokes his blunts out his nose, bro.
Oh.
Bro, pull it up, bro.
Have you tried it?
Hell no. Hell no, man. I saw too many people snorting cocaine when I was little.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever done the edible thing?
Yeah, I've done the edible thing, but I don't like the edible. Because, I don't like the dab neither. Because
you'll be
died on the dab.
You'll fucking die.
Yeah, I damn near died on the dab.
Did you have like a bad edible experience? Because you eat too much edibles. You just got to wait that shit out. It ain't like you could eat it. It gets in your bloodstream, so.
I had a bad dab experience.
What happened?
Like, my heart was beating too fast, bro. Like, you know.
Nah, it's fucked up.
Like, I had a bad experience, bro. Like, coming home from prison and
mm-hmm.
thinking I know what I'm doing, going there and hit a motherfucking dab in that motherfucker.
And it's kind of crackheadish because there's the torch.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
I felt like I was hitting the pipe.
Yeah, I'm saying like, oh, let's see. He's hitting it out the nose. Oh, no, that's crazy.
Bruh.
And he's doing it like he's been doing this.
Like, bruh, he viral. I'm sending him viral.
Is that Magic Don Juan?
Yeah, that's the bishop, man.
Oh, man.
That's the bitch. That's some old shit. That's some 70s shit.
Oh, that's wild, bro.
That's some 70s, 60s shit.
Jeez. Oh, Dolomite shit, man. Yeah, nah, the edibles is a motherfucker. The dab shit is crazy. The first time I ever hit a dab and I saw the thing with the torch and I said, this shit feels like crackheadish to me. And then you hit it and then your fucking face is melted off. And then you have like the worst night of your life, which is what happened to me. Shout out to Action Bronson. He took advantage of me and had me do 3 hits back to back to back. And then I had to interview him and it was horrible. Yo, one of the dope things that you did recently was this Mike Tyson interview, which was like last year, because I was kind of like when you were in L.A. doing the run with Mo 3. But they held on to it for a while.
Mo 3 album.
Yeah, so they held on to that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing about it, and I was like, yeah, when's this shit going to come out? But that was an interesting interview. How did you take Mike's intensity? Because it was very, I mean, it was up there.
I ain't really take it like nothing, bro. I was just in there, you know. And we had a lot of stuff we talked about off camera, like, bro, dude, the character. Bro.
He's a wild boy.
Dude, the character.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was like, cause you're a personality. He's a personality.
Yeah, you know, we was running it, bro. I was asking him like, man, how you know when people scared of you when they walk in the ring? And he was like, you been to penitentiary? You know how when you walk in there and you know who you gonna fucking ask? Who's the bitch? I'm like, shit. What the fuck?
Where the fuck we going with this? Wait, he said that?
Yeah, I'm like, man, Tyson, how you know motherfuckers could be scared of you when they walk in the ring?
And he said,
like, you been to penitentiary. You know who's the bitch when they walk in, right? How they look. You know who's the bitch who's gonna get fucked. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this motherfucker Tyson, boy. This motherfucker crazy, bro.
Was that when you were locked up? Was there dudes getting fucked in the ass in there?
Yeah, yeah. I walked in on somebody getting fucked.
That shit's crazy.
I didn't know about the cocaine.
What's the cocaine?
Like if somebody taking care of their business in the pen, or
either jerking off or fucking.
Yeah, they put the cocaine on the end of the. Thing by the shop.
So you walk in and you see just some man on man shit popping on.
I was fresh in penitentiary.
Well, it's crazy because you will see like somebody who's straight and then they end up in jail for life and then they're dabbling in the whatever Tyson was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. So would you like if you're in jail and you let's say you want to rub one out, you got to put the coke can up, or is that just you do in your bunk?
Nah, you gotta put the coke can up if you taking care of shit in the shower, you know, so that put people on game, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know about that. This was 4 days, me in the pen, you know, I wake up early to get my insulin, so I be on pill call, so I gotta wake up before everybody, all the pill call people,
right.
They wake up at like 4 o'clock, so I walk down on a motherfucker riding a dick, bro.
A grown ass man.
Fuck me up. I wanted to go home, bro.
Yeah, that image is probably never leaving your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you react to that? You're just like,
I said, my bad, bro. Man, I walked out.
Did you see the guy later and be like, ah, now I know about you. Like for the next 9 years, you're like, or however long you were locked up with this guy, you're like, I saw you get fucked in the ass, bro.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yo, yeah, but he's a bitch. Like bitches don't hide in there. Like
okay,
bitches. But,
oh, okay. They know what they're like. Yeah. They're
like bitches are labeled bitches. They call by their name. They call by women names.
Mm.
Like they don't piss on side you. They have to sit down and piss in the penitentiary. You know, if you're a bitch, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. If your name Clarence, it's Clarita.
Clarissa or something.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You're a bitch.
That shit is crazy. Hey, what I thought was you know, interesting about kind of how you would, you know, your social media had blown up on in the last like 16 to 18 months. It kind of reminded me of like when Khaled blew up on Snapchat. You remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
Khaled had that year where he was just on Snapchat on jet skis and shit. And like it really changed, Khaled's bag got so much bigger. Like how much did your social media just increase, like during the pandemic, increase the kind of bags you were getting, bro? Cause you could, that just opens up a whole nother revenue stream for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it increased heavy, you know, like your $20,000 a drop, you know, for a company.
So someone wants you to post their shit. It's 20 post, bands.
You know, if you want the character to come out. You better go get Wooda Wooda 15 to 20 bands, you know. I try to do 4 or 5 of them a week.
Have you thought about getting on Twitch?
I'm on Cameo now.
No, so Twitch is what, you know how T-Pain's on Twitch.
I've been hearing about Twitch.
So Twitch is like you just live stream. Most people do gaming and shit. Like you could go on Twitch with your kids while they're playing video games.
And you make money off.
You would murder it on Twitch. Like T-Pain, like legit, like not to put his business out there, but T-Pain's making astronomical amounts of money.
On Twitch?
On Twitch. Like astronomical amounts.
That's what he was doing on that,
yeah, like you see that?
On that podcasting?
Yeah. He's on Twitch. He'd be fucking screaming. You see the fucking video of him screaming, do something different. That was on his Twitch.
That was on Twitch.
Think about it. So T-Pain probably got like, I don't know. I think he said he got like 8,000 or 9,000 subscribers on Twitch. Each one of them have to pay per month to subscribe to his channel.
Oh shit, I'm gonna have Twitch this week.
Bro, if you go on Twitch, you are going
You
are going crazy.
Thank you. I'm finna take a shit on Twitch.
You can't take a shit on Twitch.
Oh, all right.
You just the only thing on Twitch is
what
you
I can't do.
Listen, just be yourself, but don't do the you can't have pussy on Twitch.
I can't have nobody twerking.
No. Just go on there. I'm telling you.
I just talk.
Are your kids into video games?
I've been taking the video games from.
Listen, Snoop's on Twitch, and he like rage quit on like all the yo. You would murder it on Twitch.
I just need to know what I can't do.
You just can't do like any sexual shit. So imagine if you're just being yourself on Twitch, minus putting pussy on it.
Well, can you talk about pussy?
Yes. You could talk about all that wild
so
shit.
So I can go on Twitch and say, I need to know what's the age limit of the first dick that got put in your mouth? How old you was? I could put that on Twitch.
I think so. That's a nice question.
That's a good question. How old you were? That's you.
How old were you when you first sucked dick?
When you first put a dick first in your mouth, how old you was?
So let me ask you this. When you say that determines your character.
Yeah, it helps me. It helps me with things. When
does
I
does it help you understand who you are?
Yeah, it helps a little. It helps.
Like if a girl says 14, you're like, oh, okay, you've been doing this a while.
Right.
I know what you're with. Right. If a girl says 19.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably a square.
Yeah.
The draws ain't probably all that.
No, the pussy good, but you.
But you ain't nasty.
Just coming into
you. Yeah. Let me show you some things.
Yeah.
If you suck dick for the first time when you were 19.
Yeah.
Come over and I will educate you on further things. Yeah. Nah, Twitch, you'll murder it on. Y'all gotta get that shit together.
I'm finna get on Twitch.
Bro, have your kids playing video games while you're just mic'd up and playing with them, because I'm assuming you're probably not very good at the games.
I don't know how to play video
games. It will be funny. If you just get mic'd up while you're playing like Call of Duty and you're not good at it, but your kids are there with you, bro, you will fucking murder it on Twitch. Like that, you'll fuck around and make more money on Twitch than anything in life.
I'm going on Twitch. This week,
set up this. Yo, check out T-Pain shit. Do a little setup at your crib, and it's over for you, bro.
I'm mad at T-Pain.
Yeah, you and Payne. What's up? Yeah, Payne's having a little comeback right now. You know what I'm saying?
He was on Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg.
He was.
I wrote T-Pain in his DM a whole damn paragraph, man. Put me on the phone with Zuck, man. I need my Instagram.
Did he reply?
No, he ain't done shit yet.
Did Payne reply though?
Payne ain't reply to shit. I'm finna check my Instagram again. He was on FaceTime with him, man. Payne know I need my Instagram, man. And if you on FaceTime with somebody, you be in contact. Yeah, put us on a meeting. What the fuck I need to do? Apologize?
Maybe.
Well, I will. Shit. But don't care, man. Payne, holler at him, man. You gonna see this interview, holler at him, man.
We gotta get you on T-Pain's podcast.
Yeah. And Zuck. At the same time.
That's what we got to do.
Tell them let's set it up right now.
Set it up. Get you back.
Tell them let's set it up right now, T-Pain. Nigga, I'll fly to you right now. You want your podcast go viral? Put me and Zuck on there.
It'll go crazy. You're in Atlanta too, right?
I don't care. I know what
Pain's T-Pain. In Atlanta.
I know what T-Pain yeah. stay. Yeah, I fuck with T-Pain. I know right. what T-Pain is.
He knows Zuck.
I pull up to the mansion.
You got to get Zuck on.
Put Zuck on right now, man. I need my 10.5 million followers back.
That's a
you
lot.
You don't know how much money that brings. Just people, just companies coming to you. Just, you know, listen without me. Being boosted, your numbers, you get paid for your numbers. So with my character and those numbers,
it's over.
It's over, bro.
It's over.
People, you don't know. They don't know how he dent a pocket taking my Instagram.
That's fair, man. Well, listen, Boozy, you're a legend. New album coming out Friday, right? Go Talk
Friday,
3?
Go Talk 3 coming out Friday.
Boosie, there's going to be a compilation coming. There's going to be a Twitch page coming.
Twitch on the way.
Your Twitch is about to go crazy.
Twitch on the way. Can I work out on Twitch? Because I'm going to get my... Cali got me skinny again. I'm finna work. Can I work out on Twitch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm finna put some knee-high shorts on. I'm finna show them knees on the bitch. Yeah, I'm finna show that print. I'm finna work out on Twitch.
With the dick print?
Yeah, I'm finna
You're gonna have some gray fucking sweats?
Oh, I'm finna have some tight shit on Twitch.
Yo, you say Cali got you skinny again? What does that even mean?
Cali, bro. But Cali, all we doing is smoking weed out here. We not eating good, bro. We not eating good meals. And we back on time, bro. Seem like we so tired out here, bro.
Yeah.
All we doing is coughing.
Are you, like, eating better?
Not in Cali.
Not out here, but I just mean just in general. Like, are you like, how's your diet? Like,
it's all right. I ain't gonna lie on this motherfucker saying I'm eating like a diabetic.
Because you're diabetic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like.
But my health is better than it has been in years. My health is way better than it has been in years, but it fucked me up because I lost so much weight when I got shot because I was in the bed so long. Mm. I lost so much weight when I got shot, but I'm getting it back. I'm 80%.
Is it pretty hard to deal with being a diabetic and being on the road so much?
I guess it's just part of my. It's just part of my life.
You know it's you're used to it at this point.
I'm used to it. I had it since I was 18, 19. So I'm used to having. It's just when that shit come down, bro.
It's tough.
If I have an attack, bro, like if I take too much medicine and. Sleep too long, bro. That shit like
painful,
and you don't remember. That's the bad one. Like when you have a diabetic seizure, like you don't remember, bro. Everything you don't remember. You just
that's crazy.
Yeah,
but
it'd be worth it with the money. You know, the money keep me on the road.
Of course,
I like money, man. I always tell people.
I mean, you got 8 kids; they got all eat. You know what I'm saying?
I used to rap for free, so
the fact
rapping for money, that's the shit.
Living your dream every day. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, I appreciate you pulling up, man.
I already know.
Oh, what's talk about Boosie Bash.
Oh, Boosie Bash, August 28th, Lil Baby the Baby, Carly Rae, just it's crazy.
Where's this at?
Baton Rouge.
Okay, so this is back home.
Baton Rouge. The comedy show the day before and the R&B festival.
So who's doing the show? It's you, Lil Baby, and who?
The Baby, Lil Baby, Carly Rae, Young Blue. She's a runner, she's a track star.
Mooski.
She gonna run away when it. Hey.
That's your shit?
Hey, we finna kill it, bro. Like.
You got both babies, man. You know what I mean? Both
of them. And shout out to Baby. Shout out to Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? On their success, bro. I just thank them for blessing me, bro. And, you know what I'm saying? We gonna turn up, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fly them all in a jet. I'm gonna have women with roses, petals, sprinkling it by their feet.
Mm.
Yeah, coming to America shit when they jump off the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, with their body painted.
With their body painted?
Yeah, buck naked with their body painted. With all their songs on them.
Lil Baby lands. There's butt naked women painted, sprinkling rose petals
on his feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ready?
And his royal penis can be clean, Your Highness.
So these
hey, however he won't do it.
What's up with you? Yeah.
Yeah, however he won't do it.
Like, listen, sweetheart, if you're going to take the job of painting your body naked,
you
also got to be willing to suck little baby's dick if he wants it.
I don't know how the baby get down. Yeah. But if he want his dick, so.
Yeah. Don't wear dirty Air Forces or Team Jordans.
If he want his dick, so he going to get a nice mouth.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's a king, man.
Yeah.
You know, if he wanted, I don't know how Baby get. Baby probably bring a bad bitch with him.
For sure.
But if he won't get took care of, believe me, he gonna have five.
Have you ever paid for sex, Boosie? Like in life? Have
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Like with prostitutes, rub and tugs, massage parlors.
I think my last, like, yeah, I didn't pay for pussy because I didn't, you know, like if I'm throwing a party for one of my special homies.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna fly, if we throwing it big for, I'm gonna fly all the girls down and, you know, give them a little something too, you know what I'm saying? So.
But never a rub and tug. You ever been to a rub and tug?
Nah, nothing like that. I'm on some boss shit. I bring 10 girls down, give them something, and all of them know what to do. And
they know what's up. They know what this money's for.
They gonna go.
Yeah.
They fully gonna go. You know, that's, but me as just seeing a girl paying, I ain't did that since 03, me and my boy in Houston. We paid a bitch like $300 for the.
To fuck.
Yeah.
$300, that's not bad.
Yeah, for two people.
Oh, that's $150 a pop.
Yeah.
So you and your boy paid a prostitute $300 and each of you...
No, a stripper. Not a stripper. Prostitute.
Well, whatever. Technically, she was a prostitute, right? I mean, technically, if we're getting to definitions. You paid the stripper $300 and you guys fucked at the same time?
Yeah, we trained her.
It was like an Eiffel Tower? Did you guys do the Eiffel Tower?
Nah, I trained her. You know, I hit her. You know, be sucking his dick. You know, I trained. You know,
no, but you know what the Eiffel Tower is. Someone's getting their dick sucked. Someone's fucking from behind. And then you guys high five over the bitch. And it is the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I've been Eiffel Tower before. I done hit a nigga with the pound.
Yeah, that's Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's the new shit. I ain't know about that. Bitch, we Eiffel Tower on this bitch. I gotta use this.
Let's go to Paris, bitch.
Oh, bitch, you wanna go to Paris? Oh, I gotta use that one. Oh, man, you just gave me something to run with.
There it is. Hey, for the record, I would love to see you and the baby in like a buddy cop movie.
A buddy cop movie?
Yeah, like, think of like Rush Hour or something. Imagine the baby's so funny. He's got so much personality in his videos and you together. You guys gotta shoot a video where it's like I feel like you guys in like a, you know, like a buddy cop movie. Like
a buddy cop comedy.
Yeah, like a comedy. Yeah.
I'm with it, man. I'll write it. I'm trying to get the baby in films now. I'll write it.
Yeah, no, I think it's that'll be crazy. But listen, I appreciate you pulling up. August 28th.
Bash, this Friday, Go Talk 3.
Go Talk 3. And if you're a fan, it's worth flying into Baton Rouge for the show.
Yeah, bro. If you're a fan of any artist
on the show. That's a crazy lineup.
This is crazy. If you're a fan of any artist on the show, you know what I'm saying? Because my booster head is coming.
For sure.
All across the world. This is like where... Some people be like...
Is that what you call your fans? Boozy heads?
Boozy heads.
Okay. Because, you know, Beyonce got the Beehive.
Boozy heads.
Boozy heads, okay. I know these people. They're very, very, you know, they're very intense humans. I know some of them.
A lot of them in jail.
Yes.
And that's how Boozy, you know, people don't know how powerful the Boozy heads are.
They're very powerful.
You know.
I've been around some. I lived in Florida.
You lived in Florida.
So I'm aware.
You know.
Listen, I remember the first time...
You know.
Because I'm from the West Coast... First time I went to the South and I heard Set It Off played in a club where they actually appreciated it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. It's like some Meek Mill Dreams and Nightmare shit. Yeah. Like that song in the right city, in the right, that shit is timeless.
In Florida, you know, I love Florida because there's so many counties. And I'm gonna get money in them counties forever.
Yeah, it's like a country.
It's like people don't know. It's like
it's South Florida. It's the middle. Bro, it's Polk County. It's Tampa. It's Orlando.
When you get Florida, bro.
Palmetto, Fort Myers, Tallahassee, Jacksonville,
Duval, bro.
Yeah, Duval.
75, no problem. I get 70, no problem.
That's crazy.
No problem.
What do you are? How much do you pay attention to what's going on in Duval with these young rappers? You know, there's like.
Well, I've been saying that was crazy.
You're insane, bro.
Yeah, I've been saying it.
Like I talked to Young and Ace. I talked to Fulio. Them guys
I've been saying that. If what they doing if they was in Louisiana, like they'd be fucked up.
It's a lot of violence, man.
Yeah, bro. You know, that's all come with it, though. You know,
have you talked to either of those kids, like either Ace or Fulio? Because both of them are
fine. I didn't talk to Ace and I didn't talk to Fulio, but I never talked to a man about another man beat
that's
that
fair.
Bitch shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I don't care who I'm with. I never talk to a man about another man beat shit if I ain't going kill for that man.
That's fair.
You know, that's bitch shit when niggas go around niggas and say, what's that I'm with? Man, you said, nah, nigga.
That's your business.
That's your business. You know, I don't talk to Never talked to Ace about Fulio. Never talked to Fulio about Ace.
Who's,
I talked to Ace about getting on a record.
Right.
I talked to Fulio about getting on the record.
Who's outside of who signed to you, a young up and coming rapper or two that you're really tapped in with, that you really fuck with, just that, from a fan's perspective, like someone who you enjoy their, what they're doing?
No, man, my son's snapping right now. They got another little kid named.
Well, your son is signed to you, right?
Yeah. So they got another kid named TG Cummins.
Okay.
Out BR, he next up. He like the, you know, every couple of years somebody coming from BR.
For sure.
So he like the next up. The nigga snapping.
TJ Cummings.
TG Cummins.
TG Cummins.
TG Cummins.
All right. Oh, TG commas.
Yeah.
Okay. TG commas.
Yeah.
I want to fuck that up. You know? I don't need Baton Rouge coming at me, bro.
You going to be on your show one day.
There it is, bro. Well, listen, I appreciate you pulling up. Go get the album on Friday. Get your tickets and fly your ass to Baton Rouge and go to Boosie Bash August 28th. And we got to get the T-Pain, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Twitch.
Twitch. You got to get on that Twitch.
I'm going to be on Twitch. I'm letting all y'all know I'm going to be on Twitch in a week. How long it take to get on Twitch?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, just sign up. It's like signing up for anything.
I'm going to be on Twitch in a week.
There it is. Coming soon. Boosie. Yo, you're going to kill it on Twitch.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.